The economy added more jobs than expected and the market fell. Both things make sense. The August employment report beat expectations this morning and the major stock indexes closed lower. That reads as a contradiction, and it is not one. The reaction was not to the jobs number itself. It was to what a solid labor market changes about the policy that follows. The simple version. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported this morning that employers added 162,000 jobs in August, and that the unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.1%. Economists had expected a much smaller gain. That is straightforwardly good news about employment. The major stock indexes closed lower anyway. The reason is not that anyone thinks employment is bad. It is that markets price expectations about future policy, and a strong labor reading changes what the Federal Reserve is likely to do next. The numbers. Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 162,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.1% Bureau of Labor Statistics. Employment situation, released 8:30 a.m. Eastern on Friday, September 4, 2026. BLS states that the August gain was higher than the average monthly gain of 31,000 over the prior 12 months, BLS. Economists polled by Dow Jones had expected a gain of 53,000, well below the reported figure Dow Jones survey, reported by CNBC. BLS revised June up by 11,000, from a gain of 20,000 to a gain of 31,000, and July up by 44,000, from a loss of 23,000 to a gain of 21,000, leaving the 2 months combined 55,000 higher than previously reported BLS. Average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls rose by 10 cents, or 0.3%, to $37.75, and have increased 3.1% over the year BLS. The S&P 500 closed at 7,718.60 on September 4, down 29.11 points from its September 3 close of 7,747.71 index level at the close, September 4, 2026. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 53,414.25, down 271.86 points from 53,686.11. And the Nasdaq Composite closed at 26,506.99, down 77.07 points from 26,584.06 index levels at the close. Section 2A of the Federal Reserve Act directs the Board of Governors and the Federal Open Market Committee to promote effectively the goals of maximum employment, stable prices, and moderate long-term interest rates. Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve states that changes in the federal funds rate influence other interest rates that in turn influence borrowing costs for households and businesses as well as broader financial conditions. Federal Reserve. A share price reflects expectations about future earnings discounted at a rate. So a change in expected interest rates changes the present value of the same future earnings definition. Three statutory goals, one lever. Congress gave the Federal Reserve its objectives in statute. Section 2A of the Federal Reserve Act directs it to promote effectively the goals of maximum employment, stable prices, and moderate long-term interest rates. The first two are the ones usually discussed together, and they can pull in different directions. The Fed has essentially one tool for both, which is the interest rate. That creates a standing trade-off. Raising rates cools inflation and also cools hiring. Lowering them supports employment and can add to price pressure. Whenever both objectives are not comfortably satisfied, the Fed is choosing which one to prioritize. So a report showing the labor market holding up removes a constraint. If employment looks fragile, tightening risks damaging it. If employment looks solid, that risk is smaller, and the Fed has more room to act on inflation without the cost it would otherwise be weighing. That is the reading this article offers of this morning. The release landed at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, an hour before the stock market opened, so the news preceded the session rather than following it. The figure was not read only as news about jobs. It was read as news about how much freedom the Fed has. Why rate expectations move stock prices. The link from rate expectations to share prices runs through arithmetic rather than sentiment, which is worth seeing because it explains why the reaction is immediate. The chain below is this article's own explanation rather than a statement by any agency, and it is offered as a way to read the day. A share is a claim on money a company will earn in the future. Turning future money into a price today requires discounting it, and the discount rate is tied to what safe alternatives pay. When expected interest rates rise, the same stream of future earnings is worth less today. That is why an entire market can move on a data release that says nothing about any individual company. Nothing changed this morning about what those businesses will earn. What changed is the rate at which the market converts those future earnings into a present number. It also explains why the effect is uneven. Companies whose value depends most on earnings far in the future are the most sensitive to a change in the discount rate, while businesses earning steadily now are less affected. That is a mechanical consequence of the arithmetic rather than a judgment about the companies. The real cost lends on a market that reads sideways. The useful takeaway is interpretive rather than actionable, and it applies to every data release from here on. Markets do not price economic news directly. They price the expected policy response to it, which can invert the apparent direction. That is why good employment data can move stocks down and weak data can move them up, without anyone believing unemployment is desirable. If you hold an index fund, this arithmetic is happening inside it on data mornings, and it is describing rate expectations rather than the businesses. None of it is a reason to act. And reacting to data release moves is how ordinary investors reliably underperform the index they already hold. The calm version is knowing in advance that the reaction to a release will often point the opposite direction from the release's plain meaning, and that this is the mechanism working rather than the market being irrational. Nobody thinks more jobs is bad. The market was pricing what a solid labor market frees the Fed to do about inflation. What this means? When a market moves the wrong way against an economic headline, the question that resolves it is what the release changes about expected policy. That is usually the actual subject of the reaction, and the headline is only the input. The broader habit is separating a fact from the response it is expected to provoke. In markets, in policy, and in business, the reaction is frequently priced before the fact has any direct consequence at all. What this is not. This is not a prediction of Federal Reserve decisions, interest rates, or markets, and no probability of any policy outcome is stated or implied. This is not a claim that the market's reaction was correct or incorrect. This is not a characterization of the labor market beyond what the release states, and it is not a claim that strong employment is undesirable. The explanation of how rate expectations reach share prices is this article's own reasoning, offered as one. This is not investment or financial advice of any kind. Sources: U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, The Employment Situation, August 2026, Ustl 26 to 1435. https://www.bls.gov/newsrelease/mptnr0. HTM. Federal Reserve, Federal Reserve Act Section 2A. https://www.federalreserve.gov/about-theft/section-2a-HTM. Federal Reserve Monetary Policy. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetarypolicy-htm. Federal Reserve, How Does Monetary Policy Influence Inflation and Employment? https://www.federalreserve.gov/facts/money12856-htm. CNBC, On the Dow Jones Survey Expectation for August Payrolls. https://www.cnbc.com/2026/09/04/jobs-report-august-2026-html.